These are uncertain times. Millions of Americans are now unemployed. Hi, I'm Ken Moray, founder of Retirement Planners of America. Are you over 50, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have a 401k or IRA that took a beating and needs help? Do you want to protect what you have and grow from here? Because your retirement goals and financial situation are as unique as you are, we want to offer you a free virtual retirement consultation. You can sit in the comfort of your home and talk with one of our retirement planners. We can help you build a plan to get through this current crisis and then create a plan for what's next. You will enjoy how easy the process is and gain peace of mind that you have protected your retirement. Schedule your free virtual retirement consultation. There's absolutely no charge or obligation.
Call for your free consultation now. 800-375-1159. That's 800-375-1159. Call 800-375-1159.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to Greenwood. I'm Sonny Elliott, joined tonight by Tobias Pugsley, where it's halftime, and the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Greenwood Bulldogs 35-13. Tobias, the team's getting ready. Mountain Home will take the ball to open the second half. What do the Bombers have to do to get back in this ball game?
Well, I think it comes down to the player seniors here. I mean, this is playoff. It's their loser goes home, and their season's over. So you never know what happens when your back's against the wall. And so it'll be interesting to see how the play of these seniors, if they're willing to step up, and or like we said earlier, if just the one playoff win was enough and they're happy and go home on a great season. But I think looking at these guys and looking how they're coming out, they still got some fight left in them. And so I'm excited about the second half.
For the Bombers, many of these young men may be playing their last high school football game, and we sure thank the effort of all these seniors this year to help lead this program back under Coach Airy, Coach Acklin, and Coach Mallett, Coach Stevens in there next door, and Coach Hendricks, Coach Cudworth. Appreciate everyone's hard work. It's been an incredible season. One half to go. Let's see what the Bombers can do. Morales will be back to kick off for the Bulldogs. We've had a real live Bulldog out here at halftime, Tobias. It's Agolite. Morales kicks off, and Logan Walker is going to take it at his own 10-yard line across the 15 to the 20. Bumps into a man, but then he's going to break it around past the 30, out to about the 34, and he's rolled out of bounds, or give him the 35. Nice field position for the Bombers, and Logan Walker has been a fantastic kick returner this year for the Bombers.
Yeah, great return there. You know, getting the Mountain Home fans fired up. It's very quiet over here on the Greenwood side. Has been all night, but it looks like the Bomber sideline is all in blue and fired up, ready for the second half.
Been a nice-sized crowd that made the trip down from Mountain Home, and it's not an easy one to get here.
It is not.
Of course, the Bombers will come back here next year for a regular season matchup. Bryce McKay in at quarterback. He's joined in the backfield by Gage Hirschberger, Dawson Tabor in the power back position, and handoff is to Hirschberger. He fights his way forward. Thought he got thrown for a loss, but someone tackled the poor guard. He was trying to make a block and threw him down in the backfield. Get out to the 39, a nice 4-yard pickup for Hirschberger. Brings up second and six. Tobias, this is one of those mid-range downs, second and six. You can either run it and get yourself something short, or you can try to take advantage of something with the passing game. Bombers, well, only four passes in the first half. Much different lineup tonight. McKay in the shotgun formation. He's going to take the snap. He's going to fake it to Hirschberger, keeping himself, and break it up the middle. Past the 45, the 50, inside the 50. He's going to be rolled down at the Greenwood 48-yard line. A nice 13-yard pickup. It read that play nicely, Tobias, in a nice hole right up the middle.
Absolutely. His speed can catch you sleeping real fast. As he caught Greenwood there, went right up the middle for a great positive game. Good job by the senior quarterback there.
We've already seen two McKay touchdowns tonight, the long run and then the athletic sprint to the end zone. Bombers trying to get back in this ball game, get this back under three scores. McKay, he's in the shotgun. He's flanked by Hirschberger. He's going to see flags now. They're going to blow this play dead. False start on the Bombers. They're going to catch the right tackle there, and that is going to put it into first and 15. And just when you see something like that, Tobias, puts you behind the chains, first and 15. There aren't a lot of first and 15 plays, are there?
There's not. You don't want that, especially with the momentum where it sets right now, as your back's kind of against the wall. You just can't have penalties like that.
First and 15, McKay in the shotgun, joined by Hershberger. He fakes the handoff and then gives it off to him. And Hershberger is going to get around the left end and fall forward for just a little bit of yardage. Out to the 48. That's a one-yard gain. Second and 14 for the Bombers from their own 48. Mountain Home illegal procedure penalty. Put them behind the chains after starting this drive with two nice runs to get a first down.
I still got to think that they're getting used to going slow as well, Sonny. It's just such a different pace for the Bombers. It's a different style of play. And
McKay turns his back to look at the clock, and he's going to take a snap, and he's going to roll to his right, looking to pass. He sets up, and he throws over the middle and overthrows his intended receiver, Jackson Hannaford. Incomplete pass down at the Greenwood 20-yard line. Throws out the big flag. And we do have a penalty flag in the Bomber backfield.
And Bombers think it's going against Greenwood.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. 15 free yards for Mountain Home, but most importantly, that's going to pick up the first down.
That's a big deal there. You really needed that. We were getting ready to stall out, it looked like, and that was a great. That helps us.
Yes, it does. Takes the ball down to the 37-yard line, 9:33 left in the third quarter. Now the clock stopped after that penalty. They're switching out some defenders, more of a nickel look, trips to the right. Now one man to the left, Hershberger. McKay's rolling to his right, fakes the pass. Now he's going to pull it down and head up the middle and get inside the 35. Down inside the 30, he's going to fall forward. It's going to be just a little short of the first down. They're going to give him the 29-yard line, a nice 8-yard pickup.
Great 8-yard pickup there. A little bit of shove after the play. I think emotions are high.
Bombers are got some fight in them tonight. You know, they may be down on the scoreboard, but as Mitch said, they're not quitting on this.
Yeah, I thought Mitch had a great point there. And they're not scared. They're not afraid of Greenwood, maybe like they were in week 5. They know they can go out here and beat them just as easy.
Second and 2 from the 29 for the Bombers. Mojica and Hershberger in the backfield. They fake the counter, and there's the little counter pitch. And now he keeps it and fake the pitch, and he's going to get first down yardage. Drug out of bounds by the back of the jersey. No horse collar, though, but that is a first down keeper for Bryce McKay and the Bombers. Inside the 25, they'll spot this at the 23. That's a 6-yard pickup for McKay. And Mountain Home has something going with 8:44 left in the third quarter.
Did you notice there how Bryce just stunned Tatum Sadler as he faked that pitch? I mean, we talk about basketball breaking ankles. I mean, that's what happened. The guy fell down with the fake pitch. Great job again by McKay.
Mountain Home switching up the formation. We see Mojica go to the sidelines. We see twin receivers to the left, one to the right. Logan Walker, single coverage down here. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. Power back is Tabor. Takes the snap, and he hands it off dead ahead, and nothing there. No running room. In fact, that may be a loss for Hershberger. He's thrown backwards. They will spot the ball back to the 24-yard line. A loss of one on the play. Tobias, that broke down before it could get started.
Yeah, Corbin Webb sniffed that one out. He was in the backfield, I think, before the offensive line even fired off. He was you hate to see that. You don't want to lose yardage in a situation like that.
Greenwood rolling in a lot of players right now. Boy, that receiver on Logan Walker, that defender is playing press coverage. He looks like he's offside. Pass play, throwing over the middle to Tabor. He's going to catch it and fall inside the 20. He's going to get down to about the 18. A little 6-yard toss from McKay to Tabor. It's the first time we've seen that little play. That play worked well last week at Pine Bluff. They're actually going to end up giving him the 19. It's a 5-yard gain. Third and 6 for the Bombers, and it's a 4-down territory, Tobias.
Yeah, look for the Bombers to take a couple shots here. I mean, you've got great field position. You got him and Tabor linking up. We saw a lot of success with that last week, like you said. Look for that again.
McKay in the backfield, flanked by Hershberger, trips to the left, solo receiver to the right. Third down and six from the 19. McKay looks to pass. He's looking over the middle again. Now he pulls it down. He's caught in the backfield and thrown for a loss. And Greenwood gets the sack. They're going to drop him at the 23. That is a four-yard loss on the sack. And take it fourth and 10 from the 23.
I mean, you're obviously not in field goal range here, I don't believe.
Well, Tabor's leg, you'd be looking at 40. He can make them in practice.
Yeah, probably not your best option. I mean, I think you go ahead and take a shot. It looks like the offense is looking for a play.
Coach Darren Ackland signals it in to McKay. They have trips again to the left. Solo receiver to the right. That's Walker. And McKay takes the pass, and he's looking. He's going to pull it down and quarterback draw. No, he's going to flip it back out and be intercepted. He's looking for Hershberger out of the backfield. It's picked off and being returned past the 30. He's into open field. He's at the 40. Inside the 50 and knocked down right about the 50. At the 49-yard line, Colt Owenby on the interception. Put a little too much air under that pass.
He didn't try to make something out of nothing there. He's rolling across his body. He tries to throw across his body. Just it's not an easy play to make as a quarterback, but he does it better than anybody in the state, in my opinion, rolling across his body, just placing the ball in the wrong place that time and causing the interception.
Houston hands it off to Wilkinson on first down around left end, and he's hit the sideline. He stiff arms the defender, and he jumps all the way down inside the Bomber 40-yard line. They're going to spot him out at the 38, and he is a tough hombre for a little guy.
Running with force.
15-yard pickup. That's one mean stiff arm, too. I'll give him credit on that one. Houston in the backfield. Mount Home in a stand-up defensive line on half of it in a floating position and two men down. Now they're going to shift and they're going to roll. Houston hands it off to Wilkinson. He's met by Ofa Valdez. Then Brock Boje pops him. And then finally brought down by the third man, Mason Walker. But he's going to fall ahead down to the 36. Two-yard gain. And, boy, it's a tough runner, and he's hard to bring down, Tobias.
Yeah, Boje laid a lick on him, just couldn't wrap up on him.
Second down and eight for Greenwood. Wilkinson still in the backfield. Hunter Houston in at quarterback after LD Richmond's injury. Motion and the tap pass back to number one, and he's around the left end. That is Caden Brown, the quick feet, the little guy, and he's across the 35. He'll be brought down at the 31. That's a five-yard gain by Brown. Third down and three from the 30. I'm sorry, the 31. Handoff again to Wilkinson. He cuts it back up the middle, runs over a would-be tackler, and forces his way inside the 25, and he'll be down at the 25. Wilkinson with a powerful five-yard run. And the Greenwood Bulldogs look like they're focusing right now on the running game and going to try and overpower the Bombers.
Yeah, Zach Spaulding was in the right place, just couldn't make the tackle.
Hand off again. No, he pulls it and met in the backfield. He's drugged down. Gage Lindsey grabs him by the jersey, the shirt tail, and drags down Hunter Houston. He's going to be stopped for a loss. Back. It's a three-yard loss back to the 33, second and 13. Nice penetration by the Bombers that time.
It was. They're definitely throwing a wrinkle in their defensive line scheme. They're running some stunts, doing some different things, trying to create some havoc in the backfield.
Houston in the shotgun with Wilkinson. He's going to pass. He's looking to the right, and he throws deep, and he's got a man. It's Brown, and he's beat his defender, and he's going to haul the ball inside the five-yard line. Excellent reception. The little guy, number one. Brown, Caden Brown with another big reception. This one goes all the way down to the three for a 30-yarder. First and goal from the three for the Bulldogs, looking to add to their lead. Now they'll take their time and look over to the sideline and get the call.
Brashear's on that last play doing everything he can to keep up with the receiver.
Yeah, just used his speed to create that separation and made a nice catch. They're going to hand it off to Wilkinson, who's met deep in the backfield by Boje, and then he gets some help from Brashear's. And
Boje ripped his helmet off.
Ripped his helmet, and they set his helmet down on the ground for him. he's going to be stopped. And they're going to call that a no gain. I don't know how it was a no gain. He hit him 5 yards at the 5 yard line, but they're going to call it no gain. Second and goal from the three. Wilkinson will have to come out for this play. So we have a new running back in. That's number 34, Ty Moose, coming in at running back.
That's a great name.
The diminutive senior looking to try and get in the end zone in his senior season. Moose and Houston in the backfield. Houston goes up, communicates with his center, now drops back in the shotgun. Bombers, Moa, there's movement along the line, and now we see Greenwood. They'll take a timeout. 3:04 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs 35, Bombers 13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, the Bulldogs are knocking on the door. They have second and goal from the Bomber 3 yard line. Took a timeout to regroup and also chance to get the big man back in the backfield. Did he come back in, Tobias? Mr. Wilkinson?
Looks like he's back in there.
He is? No, I'm not sure. Is he 24? Nope, that's Kennan that's in the backfield with him. 30 is Wilkinson. Maybe back in there.
These numbers are hard to see.
Yes, they are. Houston in the backfield. He's going to hand it off straight ahead. And that is number 34. That is Moose. The Moose is not loose. The Bombers bring him down.
Ty Moose, the ball carrier.
He's going to be dropped again at the 3 yard line. No gain. Third and goal.
There he comes. Now we see Wilkerson back on.
Going to bring the hammer back in after Moose gets himself a couple of carries. Third and goal. 2 men in the backfield. Now Kennan goes in motion. They're going to look to roll to the right and pass for the touchdown. That is a nice little diving snap or diving snag of the football.
Houston's pass complete to Luke Brewer.
Luke Brewer out of the backfield. Big man, number 84, hauls in the touchdown for the Bulldogs, who see their lead swell to 41-13 with 2:30 left to go in the third quarter. Morales back on for the extra point to put the Bulldogs up, and the kick is good. 2:30 left in the third quarter. It's Greenwood 42, Bombers 13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Greenwood, Morales kicks it deep to the goal line. Walker steps across the goal line, and that'll blow it dead for a touchback. So the Bombers will take over at their own 20-yard line, looking to get back on the scoreboard. Bombers having a tough time slowing down this powerful Greenwood offense tonight. Mount Home. Twins to the left. Solo receiver to the near side of the football field. McKay in the backfield. Hands it fakes the handoff and keeps it himself, and he's going to break free across the 25 up to about the 30, and he's running with some passion right there, Tobias.
That he is. You know, senior last game, could be the last time you're on the field if they don't come back. And, so you kind of dig deep. You're going to run passionate. I kind of expected they might try to start going fast again here, but still staying in a slower game.
First and 10 from the 30 for the Bombers after McKay's nice 10-yard ripoff on first down. Bombers down, 1:59 left in the third quarter. Greenwood expecting the run. They're crowding the line of scrimmage. Man in motion, it's Barnett to the near side. Again, it's a fake handoff, and McKay takes it and pulls it out of the gut, and he's going to burst across the 30 and out to the 34. Like Bryce McKay, he's running with a different gear right now. He's showing some determination. I think he'd like to find the end zone again one more time tonight.
Absolutely. You know, he tries to bust out and bust it back inside that time, really creating some yards out of nothing.
He is really waiting late to pull that ball as well. He's really sticking it in the gut and waiting until the last second to pull it out and keep on these read option plays. Twin receivers to the left. One man, Logan Walker, to the near side. Hershberger with a power back and Tabor. Now we have flags. And false start on the Bombers that catch one of the linemen moving early. And that is tough lick there. Those kind of penalties. The Bombers are just not the type of team that can sit around and make up those second and 11s and third and 10s, Tobias.
No, we talked about this being detrimental earlier. That's the second drive in a row that's happened.
Knocked back to the 29. It is second and 11 for the Bombers. In the backfield is McKay at quarterback. And again, he's going to stick it in Hershberger's belly, and this time he's going to let him keep it, and he's going to pop it back to the 30 for a one-yard gain. Third and 10 for Mountain Home.
Trying to get a little bit of push up front there.
Yeah, they sure are. 28 seconds left in. Now down to 20 seconds on the clock. The Bombers can let this run out. We'll see if they hustle to the line and snap before the end of the third quarter. Now they're looking back and surveying the action. 10 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. McKay looks like he wants to run a play. He's at the line. He takes the snap. He's rolling to his left, looking to throw. Now he looks to throw back to his right. And now he flings it down the sideline, intended for Barnett. Big pressure. Two men in the backfield there. That blew that play up. He just was able to save it there. We've reached the end of three quarters. The Bombers trail 42-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.